Hello, everyone, and welcome to Character Crossover, the show where we take your favorite pop culture icons and bastardize them indiscriminately. Yay! Let's get right down to it with our first segment, Shaggy and Scooby in Return of the Jedi.
Like, the hate is swelling through you, man. Give in to your anger.
Roar, Rever.
It is, like, totally unavoidable, man. It is your destiny.
Rao never joined to the dark side. I am a Jedi. Like my father before me.
Like, so be it. Scooby-Dooby-Doo. If you will not be turned, then you will, like, be destroyed. And now, young Scoob, you will die.
Wow, great job! And now in our current affairs segment, President George W. Bush as quoted by President Barack Obama.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people. And neither do we. I know the human being and the fish can coexist, you know, peacefully. There are cameras nowadays that have been developed to tell the difference between a squirrel and a bomb.
And now for the romantics in the audience, a reading from The Notebook, as interpreted by Mr. Krabs and Plankton.
Why didn't you write me? Why? It wasn't over for me, Plankton. I waited for you. For 7 years. But now it's too late.
I wrote you 365 letters, Krabs. I wrote you every day for a year.
You wrote me? You really wrote me?
Yes. It wasn't over, Krabs. It still isn't over. Until you give me the Krabby Patty secret formula!
And now, back to the future, as read by Rick and Morty.
Oh, wait a minute, Rick! Are you telling me you made a time machine? Out of a DeLorean?
Wrong again, Marty! Marty, listen to me, Marty. We're gonna build a train, Marty. And it's gonna fly.
A train?
It's a flying train, Marty. Powered by steam and science.
Oh, jeez. What do you mean, Doc?
And it's got lightning, and it travels through time, Marty. It's going to be an adventure. A theme park adventure with anniversary box sets, Marty. Can you imagine all the merchandising opportunity, Marty?
I'm in high school. I shouldn't be hanging out with, like, a 70-year-old scientist. It isn't normal, okay, Doc? I'm out of here.
Where are you going, Marty?
Go find someone else to experiment on. By the way, good luck when PETA gets you for dog abuse.
Where are you going, Marty? No, I love you, Marty. You're all I got, Marty. Remember, we have matching lockets. Don't forget the matching lockets, Marty.
And now, special guest Daniel Day-Lewis, here to tell us about his new sinus relief medication.
What's the matter, Tommy?
I have so much congestion, and my throat hurts.
Drainage!
Daniel Day-Lewis!
You've abandoned your health, which is why I've traveled over half our state to bring you my new medicine. There will be sinus relief. It'll get rid of the drainage! Let's say you have a symptom, and I have a medicine. And here it is. And I take my medicine, and it reaches across your circulatory system and cures your symptoms. See? I cure your symptoms! I cure them up!
Thanks, Mr. Day-Lewis!
You're lower than a bastard.
What?
And that's our show! Thank you, everyone! Yay! Let us know what impressions you want to hear next.
Character Crossovers feature the voices of Miles Allen, written by Miles Allen and Jim Garrett,